name is Veruska Calabria and I work for the Wellcome Trust, and I'm here today to interview you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust, like I said, for the One Another project about the reasons why you're here today.
Yeah.
So could you tell me your name, your surname and where you come from?
I'm Alice Eaton and I come from Ellesmereport. It's a town out just outside Chester.
Okay. So what are you planning to do on the plinth today?
It's a bit of a last minute thing because I couldn't really think of anything, but I think I'm just going to draw on some balloons and like blow them up and throw them out into the crowd. Not that there'll be a crowd in the rain, but...
is there any reason why you've chosen to do that?
No, not really. Just thought it'd be quite a fun thing to do.
Okay. What inspired you to apply?
Well, I'm a fashion student, so I've always done like art like all through school, and I did an art foundation course. So I knew about Anthony Gormley's work anyway, so my friend told me that he was doing this, so I just applied just like on a whim really, and I didn't think I'd get a place, but
Okay, what happened when you heard you had a place?
I'd forgotten that I applied, to be honest, and I just checked my emails and it was just there. I was like, got quite excited. I was like, oh,
I guess you're quite interested in who you're doing this for.
Yeah. I've seen quite a lot of Anthony Gormley's work before, like the stuff he did, I think it was on, was it Crosby Beach? He's done the statues on. I've been to see that, and I've seen where he did, I don't know where it was, like, you know, the little sculptures he did that he filled the room with, I've seen that as well, so.
And what do you like about his work?
I just, because it involves people quite a lot, I like that sort of aspect of it. I don't know really.
Does it bear any resemblance to the work you do as a fashion designer?
I suppose it does in a way, because I like to project my own like identity onto what I design, as well as he's taking other people's identities to create his art, kind of thing.
Have you been following what's been happening on the plinth?
On and off, I have, yeah. Just like when I get home at night, I'll check on the internet to see what's going on.
And what are your thoughts on it so far?
I really like it, yeah, it's a good idea. Been nice to see what other people have come up with. And
how are you feeling about going on the plane?
I'm a little bit nervous, and the fact it's raining, I'm not quite looking forward to either, but hopefully it'll be good.
Do you have any specific hopes or fears about going on the plane?
Not really, no.
Any expectations?
No, not really.
So how about talking about your interest in fashion? What got you to choose to study this subject?
Well, I've always like been interested in art and everything, and I did a foundation course, and we did like all aspects of like art and design, like we did like a few weeks on each, and I really enjoyed the fashion bit the most, so I like specialised in it and then went on to do it at uni, going into my second year.
And would you say that you've done this kind of thing before?
Nothing like this, no.
Do you know anyone that's gone on the plinth?
Quite a few friends of friends have gone on, but I'm not sure what they've done. I think one girl did hula hooping. I think she was on yesterday, I'm not sure, but...
And how do you relate to it yourself? For example, being at home watching it, you know, what does it mean to you?
It's nice to see what other people are like from like different backgrounds, and like what their take on showing themselves on the plinth is like.
Does anything stick up in your memory of something you've seen that has impressed you?
There was one man that I didn't see it live, but on the pictures, there was a guy who dressed as like a cat. Yeah, I quite like that. I just think it was really good.
Okay. So I guess we're kind of interested in finding out about your interest in the project, and as well as your hopes for the kind of thing that you might do after this, whether you think it might inspire you in a particular way.
I think maybe with it being people projecting their identity onto what they're doing up in the plinth, I think that might inspire my sort of work to look at other people's sort of stuff rather than my own personality and my work. and sort of like inspire it that way rather than me it being other people kind of.
So do you want to talk to a little bit more about your work then, what you actually do?
I've only just finished my first year at uni, so it's all been more experimental stuff to see what we like. And at the end of this year, we got to choose a pathway to do next year, whether it was a more commercial side or a more sort of conceptual sort of arty side. So I chose the conceptual sort of side to do. So I'm quite looking forward to that, because we get to do like creative pattern cutting and stuff.
Okay, and why did you choose that instead of the commercial path?
I think you've got more freedom to do sort of what you like rather than having to stick by sort of certain sort of boundaries, if you like, kind of within your work. You can just do what you want if it's all conceptual and stuff. It doesn't have to be worn by anybody. It can just be like a piece of art, really.
Okay, what would you say is important to you right now in your life?
Friends and family are quite important. My degree as well, but obviously.
And what are you hoping to do when you finish university?
I'm not sure really. I don't think I want to be just doing it by myself. I'd like to work as a bigger group, sort of within another company maybe, or like a stylist or in a magazine, I think.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's okay.